From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Houston today, former Enron CEO Kenneth Lay pleaded not guilty to 11 counts of conspiracy, fraud, and lying to federal authorities. If convicted, he faces sentences of up to 175 years in prison, more than $5 million in fines, and he could be forced to pay back millions more. Prosecutors say the indictment shows that no one is above the law. From Houston, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Kenneth Lay looked calm and relaxed in the federal courtroom that was packed with family, spectators, and more than 100 reporters. He bobbed on the balls of his feet as he stood before U.S. District Judge Mary Malloy and assured her that he understood the seriousness of the charges against him. In a loud, clear voice, he pleaded not guilty and was released on $500,000 bond. Outside the courthouse, the lead prosecutor of the Enron task force, Andrew Wiseman, seemed satisfied with the day's events.
With today's arrest of Ken Lay, the top echelon at Enron has now been called to account for their crimes.
Prosecutors accused Lay of participating in an overarching scheme with other top executives to defraud investors and shareholders by concealing Enron's true financial condition.
Ken Lay and his co-defendants, Jeff Skilling and Rick Causey, participated in a wide-ranging conspiracy to paint for the public a picture of Enron that diverged from the actual financial condition of the company. When Skilling abruptly resigned from Enron in August 2001, Ken Lay took over the helm of the criminal scheme.
It was what Ken Lay did after Skilling abruptly left Enron that may have put him directly in the government's crosshairs. Wiseman said Lay continued the deception after he reassumed the top position at Enron.
Ken Lay could have been truthful about what he knew about Enron, but he chose not to be. Mr. Lay did not want and did not allow the public to learn what he already knew. That Enron, absent the manipulative schemes, was in dire straits.
In his own press conference just a couple of blocks away, Lay denied any criminal wrongdoing and said he had been betrayed by his top executives.
As CEO of the company, I accept responsibility for Enron's collapse, as I've said before. However, that does not mean I knew everything that happened at Enron, and I firmly reject any notion that I engaged in any wrongful or criminal activity.
The government denied that today's indictment was part of any message it was trying to send, but then in the next breath, Andrew Wiseman conceded that there were a couple of points prosecutors wanted to get across.
There are, however, two undeniable messages from today's charges. First, to corporate America, your constituents are owed your complete candor, the unvarnished truth. Second, if you violate that trust, you will be called to account no matter how powerful, no matter how wealthy. No one is above the law.
The Justice Department is unquestionably Ken Lay's biggest problem, but the Securities and Exchange Commission today also filed civil charges of fraud and insider trading. The SEC accused Lay of making $90 million in illegal trades. Ken Lay said today that he wanted a speedy trial and hoped it would start as soon as possible, perhaps by September. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.
You can read the indictment against the former Enron chairman and the SEC's civil complaint at our website, npr.org.